In California, the state Supreme Court has handed a defeat to a Roman Catholic charitable organization. The court ruled that Catholic charities must include coverage for birth control in its employees' health care plan. Catholic Charities provides a variety of social services to hundreds of thousands of people. Its policies are based on Roman Catholic values. And because of that, the organization says its health care plan should not include coverage for contraceptives. But today, California's highest court said that's a violation of state law. Howard Mintz is a legal affairs reporter for the San Jose Mercury News, and he joins us now to explain. Howard, can you talk a bit about the California law that's at issue here?
The law was passed about 5 years ago in response to concerns that women employees in the state were being denied coverage for contraceptives by employers. So after a number of years of fighting in the legislature and actually some vetoes of the bill by former Governor Wilson, in 1999 the legislature passed the law to deal with what it considered a serious gender discrimination problem in the workplace in the state. At that time, the religious organizations were able to get an exemption if they were considered strictly religious organizations. Where Catholic Charities ran into trouble here was that the Supreme Court, as well as the legislature before, concluded that their purpose was essentially secular and not religious.
Now, how did the court explain their ruling and finding that this group, Catholic Charities, is not a religious employer?
Because Catholic Charities is not the church. It is an affiliation, a network of social services organizations that exists throughout the state. They provide a number of social services, everything from drug treatment programs to educational programs to health care programs. And the majority of Catholic Charities employees are non-Catholics. So the court felt that this is an organization that is essentially a social services organization. It's not there to teach religion. It's there to do social programs in the community. Its employees are non-Catholics, and therefore it wasn't entitled to an exemption.
Now, this was a 6-1 ruling. What did the dissenting justice say?
Very sharp dissent from Justice Janice Rogers Brown, who's a bit of a controversial figure on this court. And Justice Brown felt that the majority was going overboard in straining the definition of what a secular organization is. I mean, Justice Brown clearly felt that there was enough of a mingling of religious beliefs, obviously, in the church's involvement here, that they should have been entitled to an exemption of this state law.
Now, could this ruling today from the California Supreme Court be extended to other groups or organizations besides Catholic Charities?
From a practical standpoint, as we sit here today, no. But as the legislature regulates religious institutions in other contexts in the future, this decision could have an effect on other religious institutions, as well as the church. The church has expressed concern that, for example, down the line it could be required to provide benefits coverage for abortions in affiliated organizations like this. That's what it's warned. But I think you're going to see this decision come into play and be cited in other states, because there are 19 other states that have laws similar to California's. And there's already another similar legal challenge going on New York on this subject. So this is the first word on what is a serious issue for the church, but it's not going to be the last.
Okay, Howard Mintz, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Howard Mintz covers legal affairs for the San Jose Mercury News.